Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, July 11th. The grains closed mixed with December corn down a half a cent, closing at 414 and a quarter. November beans up 4 cents, closing at 1043 and a quarter. And December wheat up 2.5 cents, closing at 756 and a half. Well, this is one of those days where markets opened lower and closed higher. Pretty impressive in the beans and wheat. The corn actually did trade higher late in the session, but wound up closing a half a cent low, though the July corn closed up a half a cent. But it was still, I thought, pretty good closes. We came back more than a nickel off our lows in the corn, 13, 14 cents off the lows in the beans, almost 20 cents off the lows in the wheat. So I thought that was all pretty impressive out here. I don't see anything that's changed in the forecast. I see heat. Scorching temperatures, 100, Nebraska, 102, South Dakota, 103 to 105, and North Dakota, no rain in sight. To me, we're keeping on losing bushels here. This is the wrong time of month to be making highs, so I really think that we've got some more upside potential in these markets, and perhaps significantly more. A couple of key technical points. Number one, is November beans put in a double top on the weekly chart at 1047. There's a gap at 1049. There's more resistance at 1051. So if we could close November beans anytime this week over 1051, particularly on a weekly Friday close, it would be very powerful and indicate to me that we're moving potentially significantly higher. In the meantime, we have made some more cash sales. Yesterday we sold another 10% of beans of our guaranteed bushels at 1035. We're going to hold off making any more sales on corn or beans, but we've got puts in place here to protect the downside. We should be long call options here to keep the upside open in case we move higher. So there's plenty to do out here, and I think you guys need to be taking a strong look at the marketing. We're going to have the reports tomorrow. Again, like I mentioned this morning, I think the reports are going to be outdated by the time they hit the wire at 11 o'clock. These conditions have changed since July 1st, so I think these numbers are going to be nonsense. The USDA on this first July report generally doesn't go out too far on a limb. So with that and, you know, decreases since July 1st, I think the numbers themselves will be bearish. We could get a little knee-jerk reaction down, but I think every pro in the world is going to want to buy it lower, corn, wheat, and beans, because I don't think anybody will really believe the numbers out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.